Robert Ingalls came and talked to us. He is the vice president of finance and someone who Divest has met with before in the past. It seemed like he was mostly meeting for us because he felt like he had to. He came and like introduced himself to me, who hadn't met him before, and Janie, who had met him before, but he seemed to have forgotten that fact. And he was kind of just saying, what's your point in doing this? This isn't doing anything. He did not say those words, but he didn't seem impressed by this, was the impression that I took away from that interaction. He did, Janie, who is another member of Divest, did offer him one of the pins, our orange pins that represent, and he said he would take one, but because it was polite, but quite frankly, he wasn't going to wear it, which kind of sums up our interactions with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Irina, I'll ask one of the same questions that you said Robert Ingalls asked. Why are you here?
We are continuing to bring awareness to the cause that we have been trying to get the university to engage with for the past 10 years. And we think that us being physically here in the building is just kind of a reminder that it's harder for them to avoid. If we have a meeting every few months, they can forget about it between those times. But if they actually have to see us every time they walk down the stairs, we think that that's more of a physical reminder.
Okay. And this week, you're leading up to something on Friday. Tell me a bit about what you have planned.
Yeah, so on Friday, we're doing a march or a protest. We've done quite a few of these before. This one's going to be a bit bigger because we're doing a bigger march around all of campus. Rather, we usually just go from the breezeway to Centennial Hall. This time, we're kind of going in like throughout the academic quad over to North Side and over to South Side, and then coming and finishing at Centennial Hall. We're aware that it's also open house day, so we're kind of hoping that some of the prospective students will see us and maybe be inspired to join our movement if they do end up coming to Mount A.
Let's talk about Divest in general. I mean, you're here to sort of push that cause. What in a nutshell is what you're asking the university to do?
We are asking the university to immediately divest all of the endowment funds from the top 200 fossil fuel companies, which is over $8 million. And we are also asking them within the next 5 years to divest from fossil fuels completely.
Okay, and the response so far, I mean, in recent years, there's been some support coming from different aspects of the university here. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about your successes recently, and what are the sticking points? What's the holdup on being able to follow through with that?
Yeah, so last year, Dr. Boudreaux, the university president, did finally announced his supportment for Divest, for divestment, and we have had some meetings with the university administration in the past few months. The terms that they're using are they're looking into divestment, and kind of another part of why we're here is just kind of we want to put a little bit of pressure on, hurry up the process a little bit, because we feel like it's not really going quickly enough.
Do you have hope that you mentioned you've been here a couple years, Manet?
2 years.
Two years. So you have maybe 2 years to go?
Yeah.
Do you think it will happen in your tenure at Manet?
I hope so. That is what we are pushing for them to do it as soon as possible. And we have definitely made strides recently. And so if we keep doing things like this to put pressure on them, I am hopeful that we can achieve it in my time here.
Why should people come out on Friday?
It helps when the student body shows their support of divestment. It helps add to the pressure because it's not just like the few of us who have been having meetings and have been leading this. It's very helpful to show that not only is it the endorsement from the MassU, from the MAFA, from the president, from all of these different groups, it is also the students themselves.
I think it also helps to have numbers because we usually do chants, and so the more people we have, the louder we are as well, and the bigger group we have also it looks it looks good to have a big group. And I know that there's a lot of support for divestment on campus from the students, but our September marches are usually quite a lot bigger than our March marches, mostly because of the weather, I think.
I've been on some cold March marches.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a bit snowy for this one, which will be fun.
Yes, exactly. We like snow.
All right. Are you inviting people to join you here as well, or?
Yes, we are inviting people to come and say hi. We have pins here. We have a letter that we're hoping to get some signatures for. And so, yeah, if people can't come to the march on Friday, we would really appreciate them coming and showing their support here at Centennial Hall.